A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. On the day after tomorrow, September 23rd, in the state of Oklahoma, USA, the farmer and priest Stanley Francis Rother, I hope that's the correct pronunciation, will become the first U.S.-born priest to be declared blessed. As recorded in a short essay in the latest issue of America magazine, Stanley Rother was a pastor who, through his utter faithfulness and presence, embodied the essence of a true disciple. By all accounts, in his missionary work in Guatemala, where he was martyred for the gospel and for the people he served, Father Rother was what Pope Francis would call a shepherd who smelled like his sheep. When Guatemala's armed internal conflict made its way to his remote village, his priestly duties expanded greatly to tasks like searching for the bodies of parishioners who had gone missing. To him, his mission and ministry were simple. In his own words, to preach the gospel of love and nonviolence. And his following of that simple call led to his martyrdom in his rectory. On this feast of St. Matthew Apostle, where we hear the gospel account of his response to Jesus' call, we might well link our reflection on the one story, Matthew's, with the other, Stanley's. Both are about a call and a response. Both illustrate the totality of surrender involved when responding to a call from God through Jesus. Both involve a magnetic attraction to the one who calls, no matter the unknown dangers or sacrifices required. And what might this reflection say to us contemporary followers of Christ? Certainly, we need to focus on the one who calls, on Jesus, on the mission and the mystery of his person. Our faith in this person, the Word of God, enables us to recognize the larger meaning in all our probably fairly prosaic lives. As the first reading from Ephesians says, that faith helps us to live in a manner worthy of the call received, and to know the grace given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Our faith empowers us to be led by this overwhelmingly attractive person into an entirely new world, into a new life. Our ordinary lives are transformed. Both Matthew and Stanley would tell us that the transformation begins with our willingness to say yes to each and every moment, no matter how hidden or subtle, in which Jesus meets us and says, "Follow me."